Blog Talk Radio.
Agree with you in prayer. Thank you, Jesus. I prayed for you. I prayed for you. I'm going to use your story. I want to be free right now. Open your mouth and begin to tell the Lord. I want to be free right now. Tell the Lord. I'm ready to be delivered right now. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Open your mouth and tell him, God, I give you every failure. God, I give you every secret in my life. God, I give you every hidden thing. I'm ready. Shake it off of me. Deliver me in my secret that I might be free. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Thirty more seconds. He's breaking it off of you. He's changing your appetite. He's changing your desire. Somebody clap your hands for these people. Somebody's getting free. We break the cords. We break the cords of wickedness. We break the cords of your bondage. Woman, be free. Woman, be free. Woman, be delivered. Woman, be whole today.
And I will never be.
I've already prayed for you. I've already
died. Yeah.
I've already died and rose again for it.
I've got my liberty.
Lord, I receive my liberty. Lord, I receive
I'm
my
liberty. Free.
I want to be free right now.
I will never be.
Somebody clap your hands and praise them for these people.
Again.
I want to be free. I want to be
I've
free.
I've got my liberty.
Tell God yes.
Yeah.
Tell God yes.
I'm I want in on this.
I want in on this.
No!
I want in on this.
which I am so sorry. Hello, 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 hello. Praise the Lord. Welcome. You are on Blog Talk Radio. You are definitely tuning in today. Today is August 8th of 2015, and we are actually doing our blogathon, and so we are real excited about that. And we are just excited about what God is doing and how he is definitely moving forward. And so we definitely look forward to everybody definitely tuning in. Hi, I am Bishop Nathaniel Isaac, a.k.a. Dr. Isaac. You can pick a title. Prayerfully, you'll get the answers that you want. But we are definitely here just tuning in, and we got an hour and about 50, 30 minutes, and we are definitely live. And so what we're going to be doing today, we just wanted you to definitely tune in, and we just want to talk about the Sexual Relational Healing Retreat today. And the theme of this year is Stand, Endure, and Overcome. And so we are so excited about this retreat. It's going to take place November 19th through the 22nd. And you want to pre-register right at this moment because that is so vital and that is so important. So as you are definitely registering for this retreat, what you are going to find is that your soul is just going to be so uplifted and delivered. Please forgive us if there is feedback in the phone lines. We are definitely trying some wonderful new things. So I'm just so excited. So definitely what we want to do, let's just open up in prayer and let's just move forward. Heavenly Father, we thank you, O God, for every listener, everybody that's just participating in this blogathon. God, we just want to honor you and bless you, Father, for just being who you are. We want to just say thank you. You are so wonderful. You are just so awesome. So, God, I pray, oh, God, that something is said, oh, God, definitely in this hour that individuals can take with them and utilize, God. I pray, oh, God, that as they are making a decision about attending this year's retreat, oh, God, that they'll make it quick and soon, oh, God. I thank you for every prayer that is answered. I thank you for the waters that is already prepared for them. God, you are just such a magnificent God. And so, God, we just want to praise you. We just want to have some fun with you today. In Jesus' name, amen. Amen. So everybody's live. Everybody's scattered. So I'm going to bring the servant leader to come up over this event. This is Apostle Rosalyn Overton, and so she's going to tell you about this blogathon as she makes her way over here to the wonderful microphone to speak and tell us about this blogathon. Amen. Hallelujah. Yes. Hallelujah. Yes. Hallelujah. Thank you. And so, and so she's kind of shy, you all, so just bear with her as she just comes forth. She can stand right there and and talk to the bishop. Amen. So, welcome to this blogathon. So you definitely want to tell us about it. And
Relational Healing Retreat that's coming forth in November. Hey. November 20th through the 23rd. Hallelujah.
Amen. People online want to see your face. Apostle Rosalyn Overton. Amen.
If you are not a first-time participant, please do register anyway. If you want to keep your faith, if you have any types of gifts or anointings that you would like to partner with us on, please get in touch with Apostle Shabbat. We have as well as 1373-779-1300. But before we totally close out today, we're here at 1750 West 103rd. We've got another hour and maybe 15 minutes. We're going to the church. We're talking about the workshop and healthcare. Everything is free. So please stop on by, bring your friends, bring your relatives, bring your neighbors, but come on by. We need further information. Once again, that number is 773-779-3300.
Amen, amen. Amen. We just thank God for Apostle. I mean, yes, amen. So we thank God it's going to be. It's not going to be the last retreat, but it is the last retreat here in Chicago, the last annual retreat, and it's going to transform into something magnificent afterwards. And so you definitely, this is the big one. And so, I mean, we have been doing this thing for close to, let's say, 25 years, I believe, since 1997, 1999. And so we are definitely just really excited about it, and we are just so excited about what God is doing, and we want you to be a part of this. After this year, we're going to be moving forward into healing clinics, and that's going to, it's just going to spark something wonderful and something new. I am so excited about what is about to happen, because the sexual relational healing retreats or conferences is going to look, it's going to be on the road, and that is wonderful. And therefore, your church can host us, meaning you'll put it together, you give us a call, we'll try to arrange it in our schedules, and we will show up with everything that we're supposed to do. And so we are just so excited about that and moving forward. There's a lot going on. My mind is racing. I just want to be able to share a lot of things with you all and move forward. And so I'm definitely excited about that. And so today was a blogathon, as Apostle Overton said. It was just a desire of the ministry. We just want to advertise this retreat. The waters are prepared, and we definitely want to stand, endure, and we want you to overcome. And so what we're doing is that we're just going forth just real crazy, real radical, and we just want to tell people about it. And so we also got a health fair going on. We got blood pressures being checked. You definitely want to get that. My blood pressure was probably like 160 over, let's pretend it was 80. But I went to the doctor, and now it's 120 over 76. That's right. And so I'm excited about that. And the more weight I lose, the more the pressure will go down. Health is important. And so you want to take care of your health, because it's really all that you have. It's God's gift to us. And we are to use wisdom to number our days, drink more water, reduce the salt intake. And so it's just so important. We also got registration going on for the retreat. So people, you can definitely register for that retreat. Upcoming information about that will be coming forthcoming about registration and things like that. And so we are definitely excited about what God is doing during this hour. So we just kind of live, and we're just kind of talking, and we're just kind of going to be doing some interviewing and definitely just moving forward. So registration is going on. You can register. We're going to be here for about another hour and a half just doing registration. But if you don't register here today at 1750 West 103rd Street, in the beautiful city of Chicago, Illinois, you can definitely do it online by going to Laborers for Christ. That's Laborers, LaborersForChrist.org. And you'll go under the tab that says, well, it's either SRHR or it's spelled out fully. You want to tap on it and you want to press registration. There is a list of classes on that wonderful retreat. And so we definitely want you to be a part of what God is doing when it comes to that wonderful retreat once again. And I'm trying to pull up just some samples of the classes that's going to definitely be coming forth. So as I am definitely pulling that up, you can definitely call in. And we can put you in live, and we want to hear from you, and we want to talk to you. Oh, I see we got a number up there, and I think I know who that number is. And so I'm about to press on it, and we are just going to move forward. Just give me a moment, and as I get this thing set up beautifully. Oh, but I wanted to tell you about some of the classes that you are going to see this year at the retreat. So, for example, we do a thing called word shops. We don't do workshops, not workshops, but word shops. And in these word shops, you are going to hear nothing but the uncompromised, unadulterated word of God. It's just straight from the word of God. And so we got classes like, or word shops like casting down the spirits that come against authority, endangered species, mature men, marriage takes three. That sounds like that's going to be one of my favorites. Make the enemy of your enemy your friend. Also, anger, the thief of the heart, and forgiveness, the gift that heals and sets free. Notice I am only talking about classes that probably pertain to me. Let me find one that doesn't. Oh, that one too. Look at it. God's antibiotics to anxiety and stress. Oh, my God. Okay, this one is a good one. Bad boys are no good. Good boys are no fun. Surviving toxic leaders, how to serve and minister with flawed leaders. The enemy is my enemy. So those are just some of the workshops that are occurring. That happened on Friday. On Saturday, you're going to see classes like sex campaigns and sexual actions that run counter to biblical principles, from wounds to worship, envy, the enemy within. And you got also Move On, When Mercy Meets Your Mess. You got classes like Freedom From Ourselves. We just need to be delivered from ourselves. The greatest deliverance we'll ever receive. And that's freedom from yourself. Even after all that, I will. And what is the message in your marriage? Oh, man. So it's just powerful. There's let's just say 200 word shots that is just occurring. And so there's always something for you to do within those two-hour window. And so what we want to do is definitely go into our first caller. Let me just set it up nicely so we can make sure that we hear him. I'm hoping this is who I believe it is. So let me just plug him in right. So give me a moment as I sing this A and B selection. I will never be. I don't even know the words. Look at your neighbor and say, he don't know the words. Tap three people while you're driving and listening. Right. So I'm gonna learn these words. So I'm definitely gonna put this caller on. And let me see who we have live. Hold on, I got a lot of feedback, so let me work this out. caller. Do you hear us? All right. Who do we have on this wonderful line?
Praise the Lord, Chicagoland, and all of Blog Talk Radio listeners. This is Pastor Joffrey Hooks at Laborers for Christ Grace Teaching Center, all the way in the Pacific Northwest, Seattle, Washington. God bless everyone.
God bless you. So how you doing, sir? How are you doing?
You can't
talk to us.
Say that again.
Talk to us. You hear us?
Okay, yeah, there you go. I hear you. I am well. We are well. Charging and pressing forward and just excited about what God is doing and the opportunity that he has given us since we've been out here. We bless God that this church plant has not gone friendless, if you will. I do want to take some time, even as I am grateful for all of the prayer and the support that we have received from our Chicago church and from the family there at Laborers for Christ and all in the Apostolic Network. I am equally as grateful for all of the saints and friends that we have met since we have been out here in this last year or so. I definitely praise God for all of these churches and pastors that we have just been able to fellowship with and partner with and worship with and spend some time with. And so I am grateful to God for that. And it has just been a wonderful experience. I am appreciative of all the individuals that we have been able to connect with, as well as those that are not necessarily in these churches, some of them not even necessarily in church, but they are open to hearing the word of God, open to hearing our testimony and the process that God has taken us through. I even had lunch with the chief of police at the University of Washington, who has become a good friend of mine. And he has just been encouraging and supportive in his own way. And just I'm grateful for that. So it's been good. It's been good, man of God.
That's awesome. That's awesome. Working with the chief of police. Yeah. So that is good. Is there anything that you want to share about the sexual relational healing retreat, the effect that it may have had on you, your family, your life, your ministry?
Well, man, what can't be said about the sexual relational healing retreat? I was blessed to be led of God to Laborers for Christ 12 years ago. Have been pleased and empowered to be a part of this ministry and to be under the apostleship of Apostle Dr. Shawnee Halton, and to be in alignment with all of these great and phenomenal men and women of God. It is life-changing, life-affirming, spiritually empowering, edifying, uplifting, and exalting. It is a great and an awesome work. I started with Laborers for Christ, I think, in 2003, and even with struggles, it has been great. My first retreat, I can remember the hotel that we were in. I want to say it was the Hyatt. My first retreat, just being able to be involved with the youth component, which I think is just phenomenal that we can do this that we do for youth, 10 years old, 12 years old, 15 years old, even the 20, the 24-year-old groups, men and women that come and are willing to hear what thus saith the Lord, to be immersed in the Word of God, to be strengthened by the moving and the unctioning of the Holy Spirit, to be edified and to be bathed in His glory and in His presence. It is a wonderful thing that we do. And just over the years, being involved in the youth and the young adult tract, and definitely with the leadership tract, and being able to fellowship and minister to and be ministered to by pastors and leaders and bishops and overseers and apostles and things of that nature, being able to, again, just share the word and break bread with these great men and women of God, as well as just the general body of Christ that come on Friday through Sunday. And those are some awesome interactions, and just a God-blessed and God-breathed weekend where we go nonstop, which still blows my mind that we can, you know, just 24 hours, four days a week, and just going from Thursday, Friday, Saturday, and Sunday, and just being bathed and immersed in His Word, in His glory, in His presence, and in the presence of angels. And it is just an awesome thing to be there and to experience that. I am glad to be a part of the waiting room and the seven wonders and the word ministry, and being able to minister and serve and operate in the spirit in that area as we prepare individuals to have that intimate encounter with God in the seven wonders and its wonders. And I bless God for the phenomenal ministry of God that comes forth through Overseer Paulette and through the servants that serve in that capacity and in that ministry. And men and women, you don't know what you're missing. Those that have never been to the retreat, you need to come, and you need to experience these things, the word shop. You come, and one of two things are going to happen. Either you're going to learn something that you've never heard before, or you're going to experience something and witness something that God is even going to confirm in your spirit that it is Him. And so even for those of us, and I say us because we've all been there, those of us that have tried to resist the Holy Spirit and kick against the prick, if you will, if you come and just allow Him to do what He's going to do, say what He wants to say, and even He's going to set aside time to commune with you on that weekend. Just come and take this opportunity and let your life be changed. Let yourselves be uplifted and edified. And let the Holy Spirit move like never before. I've never seen God move like He moves at these retreats. And He is always on time. He is ever faithful, and His word is true. And if you answer the question, wilt thou be made whole, with a yes, He will heal you. In the 12, 13 years we have been doing this, and that I have been a part of this, there's just scores of testimonies of God healing, God delivering, God strengthening. And I'm not just talking about the dozen or so in my own life. I'm talking about the numbers of people, children, adults, married couples, singles, individuals from off the street, and drug addicted, all these backgrounds and all these old lifestyles that they were willing to let go and let God. They were embracing the all things become new that is spoken in the Word, and let the Holy Spirit make them new and give them new life. And we are all witnesses of it. We are all as well have all been have all experienced it in our own way, and can testify of what God can, will, and is doing in our lives on a daily basis. And it is just, it's something to experience. And I have never been so glad to be a part of something as I have been being a part of this kingdom work and being a part of this great body of believers.
Man, that is awesome. That is so phenomenal. My question to you at this moment would be, how do you feel about this being the last annual retreat held in Chicago?
I would be lying if I said I wasn't sad about that. I don't necessarily want to say I live for these retreats and for this opportunity to come together in November, but especially being now out of Chicago and doing ministry here in Seattle and in Washington, the opportunity to come back to Chicago once a year to experience this ministry and to do ministry in that capacity, you know, I definitely look forward to it. But I know and believe that what God has is greater, and what God has us to do, has for us to do, is greater. And we can't go global, we can't go national, we can't go city to city and state to state. If we really have been, as we have been doing, concentrating our energies on this retreat that does serve hundreds of individuals every year. But you know, there are still hundreds and thousands more who can't get to Chicago. And so it will always be easier, I guess, for us to get out there and serve them. So, yeah, let's take this ministry of healing, of sexual and relational wholeness to the highways and the byways. Let's take the ministry of the Holy Spirit and the Word of God that has been broken in us and is oozing out of our mouths and out of our lifestyles and out of the holiness and the righteousness that is in us, out of the prophetic and the apostolic that is moving in us into other ministries, other churches, other cities, and let people be exposed to what God is doing and God has done in this work. So it definitely is bittersweet, and I'm sure people have been using that phrase for the last few months. It definitely is bittersweet, but I am excited about being able to go to other cities and do this work, and that is something that we have been talking about and something that we have branched out to do in times past. And so it is good to be able to go forth and do it full time and do it to a greater degree. And I just pray that the body of Christ will be looking for it, ready for it, anxious about it, will be accepting of it, and that the ministry of the Holy Spirit can go forth in such a way that lives will be changed, neighborhoods will be changed, homes will be changed, cities will be changed, even churches will be changed. Each and every individual church, there's somebody, there's a group of people, there's a host of individuals that will possibly need the ministry that we have and that God has worked in us. And so the opportunity to go there and do something that will not be an end to a work, but we pray will be a start to somebody's new life, somebody's walk of healing, and somebody's ministry that will go into other places where we cannot go, are not predestined to go, but they are predestined to go with this message and with this mantle. And so we praise God and bless God for the opportunity to just transfer the anointing, transfer the blessing, to transfer the word into somebody else's life and make them new, make them mighty, make them whole in the name of Jesus.
Hey, man, I definitely love that, and it definitely also sounds like we will be coming to, wait, when are we coming to Seattle then? It sounds like you are ready to bring us up to Seattle and get everything going. So, when are we coming to get them crab legs?
Yes, to get some of this fresh seafood that we got out here. Amen. You know, I honestly do not remember if an official date was set, and so I can't say whether it was 2016 or 2017. I feel like we talked about or thought about 2017, and I am looking forward to it. We have here in Seattle and in the neighboring cities already established some relationships, like I said, with churches as well as individuals in the hotels and hospitality. So when the plan is ready to go to be executed, we have the business cards and we have the relationships. I do want to take this minute and send a shout out, if I can, to just some of the churches that I do have relationships with and their pastors. If that's all right there, Bishop?
It's all good.
Amen. Amen. Well, I definitely want to thank God for his leading and directing and the ability that he so greatly has in making divine connections. And so we just bless God for the Rose of Sharon Pentecostal Temple and their bishop and pastor, Bishop A.L. Hardy, and his wife, Dr. Gladys Hardy. They have been a wonderful, wonderful host to us and covering for us and strength for us as we have been out here. They have a school of theology called the Bishop A.L. Hardy Academy of Theology, and we're grateful to be a part of that in the capacity that we can be. And so I definitely want to send a shout out to them. We also have made friends with actually a pastor who is from Chicago, and he's out here doing his church plant as well, Radiant Church in Renton, Pastor Mike Thomas and his wife, Kim Thomas. We love them, and we are grateful for them. And even as they are going through a process, they are preceding us by a year or so, and we get to see some what they're going through and learn from their trial and error, and I won't say mistakes or anything like that, but just the trial and error, what's working and what's not working, as God has guided them through this thing, and we bless God for that. My wife and I have also had fellowship with the church, Pastor Joe Palmer and his wife, and Integrity Life Church, phenomenal ministry in a federal way. We love them, and we thank God for them and his family. And I'm just grateful to be a part of their work and to walk with them. We bless God for Pastor Terrence Proctor in Church by the Side of the Road here in Tukwila. Lovely men of God, awesome men of God, blessed work that they're doing in the city. And Kingdom of God, Faith Deliverance Church, Pastor Alfonso Shaw, a man of God whom I just met not too long ago, and he and I have just clicked. Love talking to the man of God, have worshiped with him, and fellowship with him. We talk about the word, and he is doing some things in ministry that I guess you could say are new, and it's just a great thing that he is doing, and I'm glad to be a part of that as well. And so just thank God for that and these individuals, as well as some others, and bless God for the others that when we do bring the retreat out here, I just thank God for these men and these women of God that we have this relationship with and can do something in this city, because I do believe that this city needs what is has been incubated in the LFC over these last 20-some-odd years in this ministry. And so we bless God for the opportunity to be the light and to be vessels and conduits of change and vessels of healing for these people, for the people in this area.
Well, amen. Man, that is so great, man. Brother, I definitely appreciate you tuning in and just being a part. We miss you out here in the Chicagoland area. Right now we're at the 1750 West 103rd Street here in Chicago, Illinois. We definitely miss you, and we got you covered in prayer. We just pray that everything is all well, and it sounds like you are making a lot of connections out there. And I think that's kind of the heart of the ministry. We want to be able to make these connections. And we're not trying to grow the membership. That's not what it's about. It's about growing the body of Christ. And, you know, as all churches come together under one fold, and even though we may have different perspectives, but we're all talking the same language, and that's Jesus Christ. That's what it's all about, being able to make that connection. And we're coming to find out that there are some sexual and relational, problem, brokenness in the body of Christ. And this is an area of ministry that the visionary Apostle Dr. Seanette Horton was called into, just to be able to go forth mightily and just say, look, will thou be made whole? And that's what it's all about. So, brother, we love you. Thank you, man. Hope to talk with you real soon. This is Overseer Jaffe B. Hooks calling from the Seattle, Washington area. And we are the Grace Teaching Cathedral. We just thank God for that.
Amen. Everybody in Chicago, we miss you all. We love you all. Thank you for praying with us. You all know you are welcome to join us in prayer every Sunday night. About 6 o'clock. It's 6 o'clock Pacific Standard Time. It is 8 o'clock Seattle, Chicago time, and you are always welcome to join us as we're on the prayer line in prayer. If you need the number, I will post it on Facebook sometime this afternoon, and so it'll be there available to all. And I can't wait to see you all again and fellowship with you all in the name of Jesus.
Amen. Love you, Pastor.
Love you all, too. God bless. God bless. God bless.
So definitely he'll continue listening in online, or he'll do it in. Sure. We are definitely open if they're willing to come up and represent. I just wanted to give a clarification on the difference between a conference and a retreat. So usually with a conference, what you'll find out, it's usually a one to three day type of event ordeal, and you have a set schedule and there's breaks, and you know, you just kind of go from there. But this is a retreat, and so it's a little bit more intensive and more personable, whereas there is always something going on around the clock. And so even through the midnight hour, what you're finding out is that you can be ministered to. There's counseling going on. There is a prayer room. There is a living room. There's the wonders in the Word, and there is just so many things. I mean, it's really so hard to put everything. I mean, it's like your mind just gets to racing, like, oh, I got to cover this. Oh, I got to cover that. I got to cover this. Got to cover that. But it's just so much going on at this retreat, and there is something for everybody. And we are fully aware that this retreat may not be for everybody, but I do know this. If God has spoken to your heart and is prompting you to come and be a part, come. Do not miss out on this opportunity. Amen. So I got a wonderful interviewee up here. This is the great elder, Deborah Wilson. And so she's up here, and we are just so excited. How are you doing? I'm doing well. You can hold the mic. You can hold the mic. And so we definitely are so excited about, I'm not on mute. So we are definitely so excited about this retreat. We're doing the blog-a-thon here. We're just kind of promoting the retreat. And as we are promoting the retreat and things like that, as we are promoting the retreat, there's registration going on. There is interviewing. The interviewing is where individuals who would like to work at the retreat, you know, you get interviewed because this is an intensive retreat, and we are very mindful and we take certain positions about what is going forth. And so it's like you have to understand the language that we are speaking. And so we don't want nobody to ever feel like a black sheep, and everybody's prepared. And so I got Elder Deborah Wilson. She's here, and we just thank God she's going to give us her insight about this wonderful retreat, and we're just going to move forward.
This is my first opportunity to do anything like blog talk. But my experience was phenomenal. Loved on all those kinds of things.
Well, one of the questions that I probably do have, what specific area of the retreat do you typically work in?
I do a couple of things. One of them would be facilitating workshops. So I do several workshops that I take for the 20th of November. I also work in an area called the waiting room, preparatory, state before we go into one of the seven women of the world. And that's an announcement for basically.
Can you tell us more about the waiting room?
The waiting room, when you come in, 7 points of work is in the particular passage or part of the city, but it is go in there. There is the waiting room is going to be, you're going to be prepared to spend some time with the Father before you go into the wonder. And so we have folks come in, we talk to them, ask them if this is their first time or not, and then we pray, we wash their feet, we serve communion, they have an opportunity to spend time in prayer and meditation. They can listen sometimes to recorded music or audio teachings while they're waiting for their opportunity to go into the seven wonders and minister individually to the Lord and the Holy Spirit.
Can you tell us more about the wonder? Can you give us a little insight about what people may see or experience?
Well, I can't say what people can experience. I've experienced full fellowship with the Holy Spirit when I was there. One of the 6 hours, it was very memorable. That's the one of the 23rd Psalms. And I remember walking into the converted ballroom that was the seven wonders. And when you think of the Lord as my shepherd, I shall not want. There was the green pasture. There was the valley in the shadow of death. There was the table that was prepared, which was just beautiful and obvious. It was just phenomenal. The cup running over, the flowing oil, all of those things. And when you're in there and you have read these scriptures and have meditated on them, and you actually see the physical replica of this, it's all these things, the sensory overload sometimes. I mean, you're thinking about it, you're feeling it, you're seeing it, you're touching it. It's just really unique. The temple was done. That was just a fact, because it was the scale. So to be able to go in and see the inner and the outer courts and to the court of women and the altar of incense and the lava, all of those things to be able to see the holy and holy, just it was just pretty phenomenal. And the work that is done to put these things together is mind blowing. So we thank God for the wisdom and insight of the overseer and put these things together for this phenomenal retreat.
You know, it's interesting because she has she definitely has a vision for these wonders in the word. Like before we even move forward, she would show me an outline of some numbers and stick drawings, and I'm looking at it like, okay, what are we doing? And I'm like, okay, whatever. Just tell me what you want. But it is truly a remarkable experience. I'm asking everybody this last question. How do you feel that this is going to be the last annual retreat here in Chicago, Illinois.
Well, of course, I'm a little disappointed. I've gotten used to this format, sometimes change is different, but I trust the apostles that the Holy Spirit is leading them to do something different, and so I know that's going to be fantastic because it's got to be better than this, because this is something new we're adding on. So as we continue to build this house that the Lord has given us a vision for, then I think that it's just going to be phenomenal. This is the only retreat that I've known for the last 10 years in this format, but I am excited to see, you know, how the Holy Spirit is going to use and move as we move forward. So, but I would say if there is anybody out there who's listening who's come to any of the retreats, please don't let this one close down without you being here. This is an opportunity that I don't know anywhere else in the country where they deal with topics that that are just difficult and tough in a way that is loving and biblical. I think you need to come out, you know, and if you don't, even if it's not a struggle, the worship services are so rich. The worship warriors, the prayer focus, the guests that come and minister with us, the dance ministry, the flag ministry, this is a phenomenal time. You need to come out and be a part of this.
All right, that is definitely awesome. And we thank God for that. Is there anything else that you would like to share? Or
nothing, to just encourage everybody who has an opportunity to come out and be part of sexual inflation of healing retreat for 2015 here in Chicago.
Right, there you have it. You definitely have it. So once again, let me just put the plug out that this retreat is going to be occurring. Thank you so much, Elder Deborah. I thank you for hanging. You can hang out up here with me if you like. If something come across your mind, just feel free to shout it out. So November 19th through the 22nd of 2015, this is happening at the Hyatt Regency O'Hare. That's 9300 Bryn Mawr Avenue in Rosemont, Illinois. If you pre-register, what's happening at this moment is for first-time participants, which means you have never stepped at a retreat. It is $50 for the whole weekend. Friday and Saturday, $50 for Friday and Saturday. And for those who are returning, which means you've been to a retreat, and it is $50 a night, Friday and Saturday. And so we are definitely excited. We want to invite you to that wonderful event. If you want more information, you can go to www.laborers, that's LABOURES-FOR-Christ.org. And you can even read up on the history, and you can read the bio of Apostle Dr. Seanette Horton. And if you got questions, you can call in. You can also call in at 773-779-2900. If you want more information about this wonderful retreat, we definitely want to invite you to be a part of this. It's really remarkable what this woman of God is doing and has done. And so we are so excited. We also, on that Thursday, there's a pastor's conference, there's a leadership conference, as well as the Apostolic Academy. And that is occurring and going on that Thursday. For more information, you can register for that. We want you to register. We want you to tell a friend. It's the Sexual Relational Healing Retreat. I know it throws people off when we say the name, but that's the reason why, as Nathaniel said to Philip in the Bible, come and see. And so I just want to tell you, come and see. I can't really explain it, but just come and see what this retreat is all about. So we are definitely excited about that. We're definitely waiting for one more caller to call in. So he hasn't called in yet. And so we're waiting for him to call. And this would be the Prophet Michael Henderson from Toledo, Ohio, one of the pastors, well, not pastors, the prophet, of the prophet in this house, this Labors for Christ organization. And so you definitely want to hear what he has to say about this wonderful retreat and just your expectations about what's going to happen if you decide to come. Let me just read some areas of the retreat for you so you can look at it. So workshops, it's various aspects of the sexual relational teachings founded on biblical truths. You also have a prayer focus group, you have a prayer focus group, which is combined focus topical teachings with group prayers. You have worship warriors. It combines topical teachings with the period of worship. There is also another aspect of the retreat called the living room, a smaller group workshop setting, emphasizing interaction and intimate sharing. There is also the young adult track, so from 18 to 23, adult and young adult workshops, for these individuals. 18 to 22. And so we do some for the young people. We do something for the youth, and that's 0 to 17. And so there's always aspects. I mean, this retreat has everything. Empowerment zones. These are targeted relational needs, small group forums. We don't want to say small groups, but just for the understanding purposes. The empowerment zones, that's what they are. We want to empower you to be able to move forward in what God has given you or called you. There is also continuing education credit courses that you can take throughout the retreat and actually gain CEUs for your job or work requirement. And so we definitely thank you for that. The Apostolic Academy, as well as the Apostolic Ecumenical Network. This is an ecclesiastical gathering of all the members within the organization and worldwide. And there's this academy where they can be taught and receive something. And so there's going to be that type of academy. There's going to be that type of leadership, and there's going to be that type of ministry going on. There's also the pastor's conference. So as I'm reading, they want me to look into the camera, and so I can't do both. So I'm going to look at you, and then I'm going to read. Hello. All right. And then there's worship, and there's cutting covenant. And there's this cutting covenant, which is another aspect of the retreat. And what it does is it's a time to make our public commitment to the truth that has been imparted to us and that the freedom that it is bringing. It's a public ceremony of renewal and or commitment to Christ as Lord of our entire lives. I remember attending one of those events, and I got a ring, actually. I picked the ring out. And I lost my covenant ring. And I was like, Lord, find my ring. Find my ring. And next thing you know, I got this call at Red Lobster. Hey, sir, you left your ring. I went back and get it. And the manager talking to me about I'm going to keep it. I was like, the devil is a liar. That ring will kill you. I am in a relationship with the Almighty God. And so, you know, the cutting covenant is where God cuts covenant with you, and he makes the promise that he will keep you. He'll never forsake you, that he is doing it. And if you will subject yourself and open yourself up to what he is doing and mandating, it will definitely make a difference in your wonderful lives. Those are just different aspects of the retreat. There are retreat coaches. We have accountability partners. We have individuals who will walk with you throughout the retreat, making sure that you will get what you need. There may be a class that speaks to you or an area of deliverance that needs to take place, and you're not sure where you should go. We have people and staff and retreat coaches and time zone leaders that will just kind of lead you and guide you to the area that is necessary for your healing or your deliverance or you being made whole. And so we definitely thank God for that. I'm sorry, what am I supposed to do now? He is not on the line. I would see him on this dashboard. So tell me, who is he calling into so I can get the prophet online so that everybody, the viewers, can hear this man of God in Toledo, Ohio. Let me see. Let me make sure that we got a right number for the brother so we can definitely get him in. If you want to call in, it's 213-943-3799. If you want to call in right now, you can. I'm so sorry I didn't give that number out earlier, but it's 213-943-3799. We are a busy ministry, and you have to learn to multitask. This ministry is stretching me. Amen, for the better. But we definitely thank God. Because I definitely want the people to hear the man of God. So we are trying to get him in. Our technical support is trying to get the man of God online right now so that we can, should be about 30 seconds. I should see his number popping up. Guess what, folks? We got action here. We got action. So, all right, we're going to. I saw the number popping up, so hold on, Prophet. We're going to get you on live. Amen. So bear with us. Prophet, you should have some form of action. Let me see. Prophet, are you there, sir?
I am here.
Prophet, tell
What's
us about
up,
yourself.
Baby Christ family.
Go right ahead, brother.
What's up, Lambs of Christ family? Or shall I say, what's up, Kingdom family? How's everybody?
It's doing good.
Good, good. Well, I guess my task is, man, to give testament of how awesome and phenomenal God is, and especially how he operates through the retreat. It is life-changing. Not only do I have the opportunity to serve at the retreat, I am a participant. I am a registered participant of such an awesome move of God. And the retreat can be just summed up in one word, simply amazing. You experience the amazing at the retreat. For the last 12-plus years that I've had the opportunity to participate and to serve, I've been a recipient of the healing, the deliverance, the restoration, the praise, the worship, the experience of God's glory that takes place. It is absolutely phenomenal. You have an opportunity to experience the tangible, the audible presence and power of God. The retreat is not only It not only challenges you, it changes you. It don't just change you, it transforms you. It pulls out of you that person that has been locked up and allow you to experience such an awesome power and move of God. It is definitely a God thing. If ever you have an opportunity to read scripture that it says, experience heaven on earth, that is what the retreat is about. It is a heavenly experience. It is where God moves, he speaks, he does great and phenomenal things. You walk away broken, you walk away beat up, you walk away messed up, and then you walk away changed, transformed, equipped, educated, empowered, energized to go on and do what it is that God has appointed and assigned you to do. It is definitely a vision, and it's not just a vision. It has, that vision has manifested itself in the earth, and I'm just a testament of it. The word in the Greek, the word testament means to do it again. And every time I testify about the retreat, I see God do it again. I see him beat me down all over and build me back up, change me all over and transform me once again. And so, I mean, I encourage everyone to be a part of it. People that not only serve, you go to serve in a line and you find yourself in that line. You know, you find yourself on your knees. You find yourself believing God for a greater thing that's inside of you. So if you haven't registered, which I haven't, register now. Do it. Don't do it the last minute. And not even the registration, just everything about the retreat is God ordained. The people that you meet, the lives that you get an opportunity to touch, the workshops that you hear, the praise, the main speakers, the people that greet, everything is centered around drawing you closer to God and challenging you and changing you to become everything that God has appointed you to be. I have experienced prophetic promises at the retreat, things that God writ and said. I had the opportunity to see them manifest during the course of that weekend, and even through the preparation of it. And the warfare of it is worth it, because it doesn't compare to the weight of the glory that you experience. And so be a part of it. I would testify from this day until eternity that I had an opportunity at a retreat to experience the tangible reign of God, where we were asking God to reign in the building, and he did it. And that's probably one of the things that stick out most in my heart and in my mind, to see God do great and awesome things, to see people come and with no expectation and receive. So don't anticipate, participate. Go and be a part, and just watch how God drastically and dramatically change you.
Man, that sounds good. And you said you have not registered yet?
I have not registered. If anybody want my information, register. Register me now. But no, man, it is such a wonderful opportunity. It is not only to serve, but to participate.
This just in, and this comes from the apostle's death. You have never registered.
I don't think I have. That is correct. I have it. I confess.
Get your deliverance now.
I get my deliverance now. All right. My social security number, my phone number is. Anybody got a pen and want to write it down and register me today? No, I have never registered, but I have never not experienced the power, the presence of God. I've never not been to a retreat and have not been changed. If it doesn't challenge you, it doesn't change you. And the retreat challenges us every year, but I promise you, I have been changed every year. And I was a non-believer. No, let me rephrase that. It's not that I didn't believe. I just had some unbelief. When God first downloaded this vision in her heart and then she uploaded into the earth, I did not see it. But I'll never forget the moment that God put in her heart and she took a quantum leap of faith and did it and marked history. She changed lives forever and from now to eternity. So,
man, that is nice. That is nice. Oh, man. Prophet, I do have a question for you. I've been asking everybody this one question. This year is the last annual sexual relational healing retreat here in Chicago. How do you feel about that?
I have mixed emotions about it. I do. I get where God is taking us, but it's hard not to remember everything that God has done. And I guess just, you know, in my mind, it would be like, wow, it's something that you look forward to. So So I completely understand where God wants to take us, but I am stuck in a glory that I have experienced for the last, I don't even know how many years it's been. So it is written in our heart that, you know, that you question and say, would it ever be like that again, or where God wants to go? So, but I've learned, I ain't questioning the woman of God this time because of my experience for the last few years. So if this is where God's taking us, I'm on that train. I'm on it.
All right. Is there anything that you want to share, whether prophetically or if you want to pray for the people over the airwaves?
I would definitely say, you know, I don't want to use the word loosely because, you know, I just want to say get ready, man. I do. I want to challenge people to get ready, to open their hearts to a new glory that God wants to reveal to us. Because if he is truly the Alpha and the Omega, he does not end a thing without beginning a thing. And I believe if God is ending on this level, we're about to begin to another level. We're about to, you know, and I don't want to just say that just loosely, but I believe that where we're going to take, God's going to raise us to an altitude where our enemy cannot touch us. And so I believe that if we ever heard the word of John to come up higher, that is what this last portion of what the retreat does is about. Because the eagle takes its snake, the eagle takes a snake and it grabs it both by its head and its tail, and it doesn't fight it. It just takes it to an altitude where it can no longer breathe. And I am ready for that. I'm ready to take every enemy that has tried to keep us bound and go to that next altitude where it can't even touch us. So I say, man, get ready. I say, encourage people. I say, let's connect with the vision of what God has given the woman of God to really challenge ourselves to get 1,000 new participants to be a part, because it's going to change their life, but it's going to change ours. And it's going to take us to a stratosphere that we've not yet experienced, but I believe that which we've been praying for and that which we've been wanting to see with our own eyes and with our own hearts. And so I would say, man, let's do it. Let's grab it. Let it not just be an Apostle Shinette vision. Let it not just be a Labors for Christ vision. But let us see that God is calling the body of Christ to be healed relationally and sexually. Brokenness is not an option anymore in this season. And so God is challenging all of us to hear a kingdom assignment and say, let's go. Let's see where the enemy is trying to take our country, and we don't have to go there with bills being paid, laws being passed, but let's see where the enemy is trying to take our country, and let the kingdom of God that suffered violence take it back by force. And let this retreat be one of those voices that God uses to heal a remnant of people that are crying out, that are dying. You know, hell has enlarged itself. And let's be a kingdom of people that says it enlarged itself, but they may be born this way, and we may came in this way, but we don't have to die like this. And let's snatch a remnant of brokenness out of the pits of hell and say, you can live and not die, and you can declare the wondrous works of the Lord. Let's see miracles. Let's actually see wonders and signs from brokenness. Let's see people with HIV and AIDS be healed, completely delivered and set free. Let's see transgenders walk away originally created that God has appointed them to be. And let's do it as a body. Let's hear the clarion call for that remnant to be healed. And I'm excited about that.
Oh, man. Thank you, brother. Thank you so much for definitely sharing with us and definitely being a part of this phone call experience. We love you, brother, out there. We love you. We're praying for you as well. And we look forward to seeing you at the retreat, brother. Is there anything else you want to say before I let you go and do the work of the Lord?
That's it, man. Be blessed. Don't meet me there. Beat me there. Love you.
All right, sir. All right. So definitely, definitely take this time at this moment to talk to those who are streaming with us. I know it seems like I have just been ignoring you, but I'm practicing. So forgive me. Okay. Forgive me. But I'm happy you are streaming with us, and I definitely want you to be a part. We are here at 1750 West 103rd Street here in the beautiful city of Chicago, Illinois, and we are doing Blog Talk Radio, and we just want to thank you for being able to stream with us, taking this time. We want you to be a part of this retreat. You can register at our website. It's www.laborers, laborers-for-christ.org. You can definitely register. You click on a tab that says SRHR. That is the Sexual Relational Healing Retreat. SRHR. You definitely want to tap on that, pull the application up, and just begin to register. Remember, if you pre-register, for first-time participants, it is $50 for that Friday and Saturday, $50. Well, let me say it this way because my mind is racing. The retreat is free, so if you just want to come, register and come, period. If you want to get the full effect of the retreat and you want to stay on site, then there is some accommodations that need to be made, and that's where you can get it 2 nights at the Hyatt Regency O'Hare in Rosemont, Illinois, and it's $50 for first-time participants. Now, this is if you pre-register, so the time is running out, and that may increase, so you definitely want to get in, and rooms may run out. If you are returning, it is $50 a night if you pre-register. So we want you to register. Your registration is only complete. Let me say this one more time. Your registration is only complete if you put a prayer request on the registration. Let me help you grow. If there is no prayer request on your registration, it is incomplete. And we thank you for any donation that you have given. Amen. So, but we definitely, because a prayer request is important, we want you to be healed, delivered, and made whole. So, say it one more time. The deadline for registration is September 30th of 2015. I hope I have that information right. That's probably wrong. The pre-register, or it's in October. So the registration deadline is in October 31st is the registration deadline. And so you can register even all the way up to the retreat. You can even register at the retreat. But we just want to take a head count just to see, to make sure that we are accommodating you and meeting the need, which is why your prayer request is so important and so vital for this experience. This ministry is always doing something grand. If you want to read up on our visionary, that's Apostle Dr. Shawnette Horton. You may see her beautiful face online with at www.laborers-for-christ.org. And you can see and read her bio. She's never scared. If you got questions about our belief statements, about what we stand for, the positions that we take, you can ask. You can call us here at 773-779-2900. She moves in an apostolic grace, office, anointing, the whole shebang. This woman of God is thorough. My best description of her, and this is not pumping her up, is if you ever wanted to meet a modern-day apostle, she would be one. I can't vouch for a lot of them, but she would be one that I could definitely say, my God, I feel like I'm walking in the Bible days. And so it's just wonderful what we're doing. Get your blood pressures checked. where registration is going on, interviewing is going on. We prepare for this retreat started in December of 2014. Every second Saturday of the month, we meet at 1750 West 103rd Street in Chicago, Illinois. In Chicago, Illinois, here at inside of Bethany Union, and we just prepare. We're being prayed for. We are being taught. We are being groomed. I mean, it's just a lot going on. So we definitely thank God for the vision that she has, and the vision is moving forward. And so it's going to be healing clinics. So after this year, there is a calendar that is in the process of being established for 2016. I think it's already being closed down, and we're into 2017. Amen. And so we're going to be overseas. There is so much that is just happening. If you would like to get emails, or if you would like to be a part, you can definitely shoot us an email, and we will respond back to you. You can call the number at 773-779-2900. Leave your email address, and we will get it to the proper individuals, and they will keep you constantly posted. You will be a part of our group, and we'll keep you posted. It keeps you posted. Prime Minister Sherita Kate keeps you posted with everything that is going on in the ministry. And so you never have an excuse to say, hey, I didn't get that. Oh, you got it. You definitely got it. And so we definitely want you to be a part of that. Also, we want to invite individuals to our apostolic conference that is occurring actually Thursday, August 20th through Sunday, August 23rd. This is Laborers for Christ Apostolic Alignment Assemblage, or what we could know as the AEN. That's the Apostolic Ecumenical Network, and it's going to be here within Bethany Union Church, 1750 West 103rd Street in Chicago, Illinois. The theme, Empowering, Equipping the Ecclesia for Excellence in the Ecumenical Ministry, Empty No More. And so Thursday, this is August 20th, there is an open plenary at 7 o'clock. Friday, there are empowerment symposiums that will begin at 1 o'clock p.m. And then there is also an ordination that is taking place on Saturday. The empowerment symposiums start at 9 a.m. and go on through 12 p.m. And then at noon, you get a word from the apostle. Then we have a break. There's the ordination service at 3 o'clock, and then 6 o'clock is a banquet. If you would like to be a part of this ecumenical experience, the conference and banquet that's included with that is $45. If you just want to attend the banquet dinner only, it is $20. And for children under 12 years of age, it's $12. And so we definitely just want, if you want more information, you can definitely contact us at 773-779-1300 or visit the website as well. And that's laborers-for-christ.org. /AEN. So we definitely want you to be a part of that. Once again, we are so excited about you all tuning in with us. I have about 3 minutes before I'm about to wrap this thing up. 2 minutes. So I definitely just want to say I thank God for you tuning in, whether you're listening over the internet. Listening on the internet as well as live streaming. And so if you want to fellowship with us, please fellowship with us here in the beautiful city of Chicago, Illinois. 1750 West 103rd, Sunday morning services at 10:30. We do a spiritual life enrichment at 9:30. Also want to share with you that on Wednesday night is our spiritual life growth and development. It's just opportunities for you to get the word. We are moving towards a 24-hour ministry. And so with that in mind, we just want to make ministry available to everyone at any time. The church doors should never be closed, nor do we have the authority to close it. It is our Lord Christ who does it. So we want you to be blessed. We want you to register for this retreat. This retreat is going to be very special. 1,000 participants will be there, and we're looking for you to be a part of this wonderful experience. God bless you. We love you. And I will close out now with my B selection. Father, help these children. I don't know the words of that either, but and I know I'm still on the radio, so I'm about to end this episode. Be blessed. We love you. Enjoy the ministry of the Holy Spirit. Embrace the ministry of the Holy Spirit. Let God challenge you. Let God stretch you. He is soon to return. He is soon to return. He is soon to return. He is soon to return, and he doesn't want us to get caught up in the distractions. He wants us to be prepared, and he wants us to go out and start winning souls and telling them of the good news. So share the good news with somebody that you know. Just share the good news and do it in Jesus' name. And we love you. Be blessed.